Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 27, 2024. An allegorical description of the development of creation. Balha Sulam, who wrote a commentary on the Book of Zohar, says that flower buds are the action of the beginning of creation. That is, the Kabbalist sort of sees and wants to convey the process of the development of creation, by comparing it with the flower buds that appear in the land. In this way, he gradually reveals to us the beginning of all creation. Therefore, in the article The Flower Buds, we are talking about the evolution of nature in our world until man appears. Then it explains what happens to this man. It says in the introduction of the Book of Zohar, the flower buds have appeared in the land, the time of pruning has arrived, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land, Rashbi, Zohar for all, the flower buds. It means that the whole of nature at all its levels, still, vegetative, animate, and human, in its development is gradually approaching a state where a person can begin to act as the peak of its creation. This process is considered an external manifestation of nature's development, as well as the internal development of a person. After all, everything that happens is carried out at all levels of nature, including the spiritual one. Question: let's say flower buds in the land, we can understand somehow, the land symbolizes a common desire and the flower buds represent the manifestation of the intention in this desire. What is the voice of a turtle dove is heard? Answer: this can be considered as a manifestation of the Creator's call for a person to begin interacting with all other levels of nature. From CabTV's introduction of the Book of Zohar, January 7, 2024. Against the Master's Wishes. The speaking has virtues. 1. It acts against the will of the landlord. 2. It is not confined to its contemporaries like the vegetative, meaning it is independent of the environment. 3. It also feels others and can, therefore, care for them and compliment them. Balha Sulam, Shemati 115. Still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. To act against the master's wishes means to act against the nature that the Creator has placed in us. The owner, that is, nature, the Creator, requires one thing from us, and we choose a higher level. We go against the Creator because we do not want to obey our egoistic nature. We want to be above it. Question: how does a Kabbalist choose whether now he is going against the will of the Master or the will of society? Answer: it is according to one's perception of their life. That is already felt in a plant, an animal, and even more so at the speaking level. To move from the speaking level to the human level, we must go through all the previous levels, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and speaking. And then we will achieve a complete sense of nature and accordingly, the Creator in whom we all find ourselves. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 11, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. Still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. See yourself in the true light. One must always delve in the work of Malkhut, called writing, considered in Kanshakarat, blackness, Balha Sulam, Shemati 122. Understanding what is written in Shulhan Aruch. Question: why is the work of Malkhut called the property of ink and blackness? Where do we record this? Answer: Malkhut is the desires of a person, which are initially all egoistic and therefore called blackness. Recording is what we write with black ink on a white background. In other words, everything that appears to us is drawn to us by our desires, black ink, on the background of white light, bina. Question: the article says that sometimes the Sutra Akra helps a person by drawing everything in black light to show his true situation. Can it be said that hardships or some kind of sorrows also help us see ourselves in the true light? Answer: of course, they help. A person feels the difference between what is in the heart and what is in the mind and sees that the mouth and the heart are not equal. When one realizes that what one says differs from what one feels, then a person sees what needs to be corrected. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 7, 2024, Writings of Baha Sulam, Understanding What is Written in Shulhan Aruch. The Exceptional Factor. Question: how does the speaking level differ from the animal? Answer: the speaking level differs from the animal level in that it cares about its neighbor, about those who are outside of it. It can develop so much, feel the other so much that in this way it becomes incorporated into him, saves him, and takes care of him. Question: but animals also take care of each other. Is there any exceptional factor that will really lift us above the animal level? Answer: only the feeling of the Creator. And this is the fourth level, above the speaking level. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 11, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam. Still, vegetative, animate, and speaking.